Thomas Massie, the big guy, has never shared his 10% with Florida hurricane victims. By Wendell Hasebo on October 4, 2022. Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, on Tuesday slammed President Joe Biden for not sharing with Florida hurricane victims his personal wealth that he could have gained from the Biden family business deals. Tweeting a photo of a Politico caption that accused Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, of using the president's wallet to restore hurricane victims, Massie responded the federal recovery funds were not Biden's but instead belonged to the taxpayer. Massie then bashed Biden for not actually donating any personal funds to hurricane victims who could benefit from his sketchy business schemes in which the president reportedly requested a 10% cut. "Excuse me, it's not the president's wallet," Massie responded. "That's money taken from taxpayers, many of them in Florida, by Congress. As a matter of fact, the big guy has never shared his 10% with Florida." Massie's reference to the big guy relates to a 2017 email that shows that a business deal between Tony Bobulinski, the Biden family, and high-ranking members of the Chinese Communist Party would include 10% held by H for the big guy? Bobulinski confirmed the big guy was a reference to Joe Biden. The identity of the big guy has since formed part of the grand jury investigation by Trump-appointed U.S. prosecutor David Weiss, the New York Post reported in July. CNN reported Hunter Biden could be charged in the coming months by the Justice Department for tax violations and lying to law enforcement about illegally purchasing a firearm. Joe Biden and his staff have claimed at least 7 times the president has not participated in the family business, yet evidence shows he has been involved in at least 17 instances. 62% of registered voters believe Joe Biden likely consulted and perhaps profited from the Biden family business dealings. 58% of voters believe Joe Biden played a role in his family's business. 60% said Hunter Biden has sold influence and access to the president. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor and The Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Fela McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.